I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. So hopefully you've been tuning in over the last several months. We've done lots of shows now, and you are starting to learn all about our organization and the amazing things that we have going on in our community, especially our motivational conference that's happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And if you have not got tickets for that, you want to make sure you log on to ivedecided.org and get those tickets real quick, like, because the seats are going, and I am sure we are going to sell this conference out, and I want to make sure I have the opportunity to meet you there. But if you are just tuning in for the first time, you may be thinking, I've decided, what is that? Well, it's simply about you. It's about you and your goals and your dreams. What is it that you want to do? And we want to provide that platform for you of resources, motivation, encouragement, education, all the things that you need in order to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do. Whether you want to finish your education, get out of debt, get organized, get healthy, run your first 5K, take up a new sport like cycling, all kinds of things. Whatever it is that you can dream of doing, we want to provide you that platform so that you have the resources you need to be successful. And so we are very excited about all that we have going on. We have right at 50 local businesses in the community who are a part of I've Decided. And we have about 15 amazing speakers at our conference happening on January 21st, teaching power sessions and on the main stage. And you are sure to have a good time. And today, I am so excited. Two lovely ladies who are in the studio with me are going to be teaching one of our power sessions at the conference on public speaking. And you may recognize their names. My first guest is my good friend, Gina Morse Fisher.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Gina. From News 25 WEK. And so we are so excited, Gina, to have you a part of this conference. And
thanks so much. I'm excited to be part of it.
I know, and sharing your expertise. And of course, partnering with my other friend, Cindy Bird, owner of Image Potential. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
And Cindy is a business consultant and just amazing person who can just get you ready to go in whatever it is that you want to do, and also an educator. And she's going to be sharing some of her wisdom with us today. I know they're going to give us just a taste of what you can expect at the conference and help us understand a little bit more about public speaking. You know, oh my gosh, that is one of the biggest, or supposedly, public speaking.
One of the biggest fears people have, right?
Is one of the biggest fears that people have.
Absolutely. And we want to help people understand that it's not something that you have to be afraid of. By thinking about how you're coming across, being prepared, there's lots of things we're going to talk about this morning that will be part of our session. But it doesn't matter whether you're giving a formal presentation, you're at a networking event, and you've got to stand up and talk about your business if you're a business owner. Maybe you're at a meeting at work and you need to share an idea. Really, unless you're talking to yourself, it's all public speaking,
it
right?
Is public. That's great that you say that, because there are, sometimes when you think public speaking, you think on a big stage in front of thousands of people. Well, most of us probably aren't ever going to have that opportunity. Now, I know that both of you girls have had that opportunity, but most of us are speaking in groups of 50 people at the most, or 100. And even like you said, at meetings, teaching your team, maybe you have a team of 10 people and you're teaching them. And that is public speaking.
It really is. You have to be self-aware And understand that whether you're speaking to two people, 20 people, or 200, know yourself and your audience and make sure that you can relate the two well. I think it goes without saying that we need to be prepared when we're speaking before a large audience, right? We want to do our homework and sound intelligent. But the same is really true when we're in a small meeting. The way that our employees or employer reacts to us may depend on our body language, the tone of our voice, and frankly, just how well prepared we are. So we tell our kids to do their homework so that they do better on their tests. The same is true of public speaking. It doesn't always come naturally.
It doesn't. And you know, I was thinking about that earlier this morning when I got up, that sometimes we think it does come naturally.
Oh, gosh.
To people that there's just somebody who's really good. They can just get up in front of an audience and it doesn't bother them at all. However, that might be true. You can also do things to help yourself feel more comfortable and confident. And Gina did a great job just now of talking about the importance of preparation and how you're coming across. And it has to do with this concept of credibility. You know, do people believe you? Do they believe your message? Do
Absolutely.
They trust what you're saying? And oftentimes, you don't have that credibility coming into a
right.
speaking situation. Even at work, you might be speaking to a group that doesn't necessarily know you that well. So it's through how you present yourself, how you say it, what you say, how prepared you are, as Gina said, that you acquire that credibility. People are looking for cues about you to gauge your level of credibility. And that's what's really important. But I think that's what makes people nervous too. They know that people are looking for cues from them. And so giving them tips about how to be prepared, we've got a great tool we're going to share with them called a message map that was created by Carmine Gallo, who wrote a book called Talk Like TED.
Okay.
Everybody's heard of TED Talks and how
yes.
famous those are. But there's a great tool that he created called a message map that I use personally when I create and prepare for whether it's a meeting. I used it just a couple of weeks ago when I spoke on Zach Euler's behalf at a press conference. You know, it just helps you organize your thoughts, be very clear. What is it I want to convey to my audience? What is it they need to hear from me and so forth?
I am so excited because I have found myself doing all kinds of public speaking lately.
I bet you have.
And it's a good thing, but I need those tools. Like what you're saying is just drawing me in as a speaker, and I cannot wait. I will be in your class for sure in that power session because I want to get those polished skills. You know, I want to learn how to set things up in an organized manner so that people get your point and that you get to that point, right? I know, like for me and maybe some of our listeners who I would say are natural talkers. And we kind of find
or
ourselves.
Sometimes talk too much. That's me.
Know,
no, I was talking about myself.
No one's ever told me that I talk too much. No. But, you know, there has to be an organized manner because I can just get up and chitter chatter and talk. But if I never really get that point across, people are left going, now, what did she say just now? You know,
and some of that's nervous energy, right?
Yes.
I tell our young reporters all the time, too, especially when they're maybe doing a live report. Say what you have to say, then say it again and wrap it up. Sometimes we get so nervous that we just continue to talk. Or if I'm on the set and I'm trying to make a point on our morning or noon newscast and I start talking too long, I have to be able to recognize, okay, Gina, just stop. You're not going to get out of this one. Instead of continuing that conversation, Gary Moore always calls it taking the horn out of your mouth. Stop playing
I love
the horn.
That term.
Oh,
so
that probably could apply to me on many occasions.
Well,
I notice I repeat myself sometimes. I'm like, okay, I think I've just said that five times is probably enough.
Well, one of the reasons we do that, it's human nature that we don't like the pause. We don't like those gaps. We think we have to fill every moment with some sort of verbiage. And it's getting comfortable with the pauses. Unfortunately, we tend to fill with what we call those filler words. And those things can undermine your credibility, cause people to lose track of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And your message gets muddied up and it's not clear any longer. And you may confuse people, or like you said, Kim, earlier, they walk away going, I'm not really sure what
that
person's
point was.
Yeah, that
was great. She had a lot of energy. I feel good, but I'm not quite sure where we were going with that. And so, and I know I've had the pleasure of seeing both of you speak. And both of you do a fantastic job relaying your message. And I'm always in awe, Gina, when I see you're so clear and so to the point, and you never say, yeah. You never
it
do
takes
that.
Practice.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And I'm always just like, wow, she's so good.
Sometimes I have to suck it in, right? Because that does take practice. And I've had to learn from my mistakes, those verbal pauses. Stopping the ums and uhs and being okay with the silence. The worst thing to have happen as a reporter when you're out in the field and then you come back to listen to your interview is to hear yourself interrupting your interview subject because you were afraid to let them pause and think more about their answer, or perhaps they're becoming more emotional. And if I'm too quick then to jump in, I might miss the best thing that could have been said after that.
Ah, yeah.
Isn't that a great point? I love that story.
She
shared that with Richard and I when we met to talk about our session and plan for it. And I love that story because it really does convey the importance of, if you want to engage and connect with your audience, you've got to be mindful.
And listen.
Listen. You know, listen literally with your ears, but you're also listening for body language and facial expression feedback from your audience. And that's one of the things we want to help the participants in our power session understand, too, is that feedback is how you learn. It's how you learn and critique. You need to do a self-critique after you present, not to be hard on yourself, but to be very realistic. And I don't want anybody to go through life in denial about how they're actually coming across. You know, they think they're coming across one way and they're actually coming across in another. And so getting that feedback from your audience is so important. And if you can't get it from your audience, then practice in front of people who will give you some honest critique. I mean, we're going to talk
experts.
About all
yeah.
of these things. Talk, you know, get some coaching and or videotape yourself.
Oh,
dude, you know,
dear.
That's one of the most powerful things
yeah.
you can do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. You are listening to Cindy Bird there giving us some information about how to help ourselves just do a little bit better, whether it's having some feedback from the audience or colleagues or people who will be honest with you or watching video. That's great information, although I'd never like to see myself on video, but I do see that that could be a huge value when it comes to improving public speaking skills. If you are just tuning in, you are tuning into an awesome show. You are listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and my two awesome guests today are Cindy Bird, owner of Image Potential. She is a business consultant, educator, and a teacher of public speaking, which we're talking about today. And of course, my good friend, Gina Morse Fisher from 25 News at WEEK. And they are teaching a power session at our motivational conference, which if you have not got tickets for, you definitely need to stop what you're doing right now and go to ivedecided.org and make sure you get your tickets. The tickets are only $129. It includes your lunch. It also includes two half-day conferences to go along with the full-day conference that's happening on January 21st. Those half-day conferences will be on Saturday, April the 1st from 9 to noon, and Saturday, August the 26th from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. And that's just your opportunity to kind of get reconnected, regroup with your goals and meet with your resources. And then, of course, towards the end of the year in August, as we start to maybe lose some of that momentum, we just need to get recharged, rebooted, right, to finish the year strong. And so we want to make sure that we stay connected with you and your goals all throughout the year, because our goal at I've Decided is to make sure that you successfully complete your goal and follow it through to completion. And that's the hardest part. when it comes to achieving success and reaching our goals. We do a really good job getting started. We make those New Year's resolutions and we get going. But then somewhere along the line, life kind of kicks us in the knees and we start to just forget it long about those goals. And that's why we created I've Decided, so that you have a resource to keep you on track, to give you that accountability. I am so excited about this conference. I am looking forward to seeing you there. I am excited about this public speaking power session to help just get those of us who are in a position where we do have to public speak. It's a part of our job. And I think, Cindy, like you were saying earlier, you might not see yourself as a public speaker, but if you are leading a team, if you are teaching, if you are doing any type of a training, if you have a staff that works under you and you have to teach them or have a meeting, a simple staff meeting, mm-hmm. monthly meeting, I hate to break the news to you, but that would be public speaking. You don't have to be talking to thousands of people to be considered public speaking. And we do need to do a good job. And so I know Gina and Cindy are going to do an awesome job at this power session. So why don't you, I'd love for you to give us a little taste of what you girls are going to be talking about. And we also have Richard. Well, maybe one of you can speak on his behalf. He's not here today with us, but I am excited about Richard as well. He actually was a national debate champion, speech and debate champion.
And one of the youngest professors in the nation in speech. So he is incredibly talented for such a young man. He's bringing his personal experience in competition to the classroom and working with future national champion speech students.
Well,
it's very exciting.
Yeah, his story is inspiring in and of itself because he is someone who didn't see himself at all as being a public speaker. In fact, he was considering not even finishing high school, let alone go to college. And so he happened to be doing poetry.
Right.
Readings. Right, Kim? And
at a coffee shop.
At yes. a coffee shop. And a teacher happened to see him there and encouraged him to think about joining the debate team, which he did. And the rest of his story he's going to share. You have to come to this session because his story is just so inspiring.
It just is inspiring. And he went on to get a master's degree. And this is a guy mm-hmm. who wasn't even going to finish high school. He was inspired. A teacher encouraged him to do something. She saw something in him that he loved to do. And it was, he had a natural gift of poetry and speaking in that aspect. But he, like you said, never saw himself as a public speaker. He was just, I like poetry kind of teenage dude, you know. That's something kind of popular that the kids do is, I forgot what it's called, but they read the poetry out loud in coffee shops and things like that. But his story is unbelievable. You've got to come just to hear it. And he
someone
is going to
recognized his potential.
Absolutely.
That's,
you know, and we loved talking with each other and getting to know more about each other. And the fact that we all teach communication or we teach public speaking at the college level, and right. I teach it out in the corporate world too, I think that speaks a lot to the fact that we have not just this experience, but we have a passion for helping other people become more comfortable and confident in presenting themselves in front of an audience. Like Gina said earlier, whether that's an audience of 2 or 200, it's about really helping them arm themselves with the tools and the knowledge and the skills that they need in order to have that poise and that presence, that comfortableness that comes across to an audience, but also that they're compelling. They're someone that people want to listen to. When you talked about the staff meeting earlier, that's where my mind went, was I'm talking to my staff, I'm trying to convince them that this new policy is good for the company and they need to follow this policy. I've got to speak to them in a way that's compelling and has some influence.
I think that's a wonderful point. I often hear people say, well, you're just a natural. Or I might say that to you, Kim, about your enthusiasm. And you can hear it just on the radio. I bet people at home listening right now know that you're moving your arms and you're excited. That comes out. But you also, I don't think it's so much about just being yourself. I think that's kind of a misnomer. that we just tell people, oh, just be yourself. I think it's more about being the best version of yourself. Sometimes you have to amplify it a bit. Mm-hmm. And that goes along with knowing your audience and being compelling. And perhaps even knowing when to tamp it down a bit. Slow down. Recognize when someone doesn't need to be pounded over the head with information.
Right.
But gently given the opportunity to take it in. That's about delivery and body language, eye contact, listening. Those are all skills that make a confident communicator and lend to a polished performance.
I love that. A confident communicator. That's a good word. That sounds so much better than public speaker. A confident communicator. Do you want to be a confident communicator? I know I do. I mean, I just hear that and I think, I would like to be a confident communicator, because even if I'm just communicating to my kids, my teenagers, isn't it nice to be a confident communicator to them? You know? And so I love that. I love that, Gina. A confident communicator with a polished presentation, right? And I love that you girls are willing to come and share all of this wealth of information, your years of experience, and putting it together in a package for our participants at this motivational conference to become more confident communicators. I think that is just so well said. So give, without telling us all, because we want them to come to the conference, they have to come to the conference and meet these ladies. You will just be so inspired by them and learn so much. But give us a little taste of how it's kind of going to roll out. You mentioned that you guys are going to be teaching a certain structure. And
that message map.
The message map, how to organize your message. That's going to be part of the first section, which is really how to prepare. And there'll be more information in there, too, about how to practice. What are some of the best techniques to use to put in your toolbox for different ways to practice? Because that's really how you become more confident and comfortable, too. Oftentimes, people will either dismiss practice altogether or they'll not put in as much time. Even Steve Jobs spent a lot of time practicing. He's very famous for his news conferences, his press conferences, where he would unveil a new Apple product.
And he'd walk around the stage.
But that was all practice.
That's
that
right.
Was not...
Without notes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A lot of practice, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious, Gina. Give us what is your kind of practice look like? Because you're on the news, you know, day in and day out. And I know you've been doing it for a long time. And that kind of becomes like...
Don't age myself.
Nah, don't age you. You don't look a day over 21.
Oh, I love
it. But you know, what do you do to prepare to practice? And I know it becomes your job. It kind of does get more, you know, in that just the newsroom, that's probably a pretty comfortable setting for you. But I know that you go out and you host other events in our community.
Yes.
And so when you're doing that, how do you prepare? Like,
research is always an important thing to do when it comes to preparing for an event. If you're going to MC an event, you want to know a lot about the charity that you're supporting and what your role is supposed to be and maybe what you're not supposed to do. But I think going back professionally, what I have to remind myself of is that after doing this for so many years that it can become a little stale and you can get a little too comfortable. So that's where practice and feedback are even more important. I don't only coach others, I allow myself to be coached. I need to sit down with other professionals who will give me feedback, and I have to be willing to listen to that feedback, take what I need from it. And sure, maybe sometimes there are some things that I can dismiss or say, I really want to focus on this versus that. But it really is important to be willing to take in that feedback and then practice, practice, practice. If I am preparing an individual story, for example, I have to be aware of my breathing. So I'm more likely to stand up and speak into a microphone versus sitting down too comfortably.
Right.
Because I know after so many years that I'm going to sound much better standing up straight and having good posture than I am being too cozy in my chair. Also, when it comes to anchoring the news, I'm going to practice my scripts out loud. Don't just read them to yourself, but deliver it out loud.
You practice out loud.
Practice out loud, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. Because, you know, I think I don't know that I do a good job at that. Like, I definitely read and think it through in my mind. But every time I try to practice out loud, I start kind of feeling a little silly. And then I think I squirm back down. But Gina Morris Fisher just told us that she practices out loud.
Absolutely.
And I do as well.
Silly.
I do as well.
So it is okay to practice out loud.
Yes.
At home in front of your, does like your toddler, I mean, or in the mirror or like
You know what great rehearsal is reading to your kids storybooks. Oh, and I love to use lots of inflection. That
exactly.
is great practice for what I do in my day-to-day job. I've also had a good coach tell me before, too, to really be mindful of volume and my transitions from story to story. The same could be true for any of us in a public speaking situation where we want to speak confidently. We have to be aware of our tempo, our volume, eye contact, all of those things, and be very mindful of it. I also, like you, Kim, I'm very expressive with my body language, and I can be overly expressive. So sometimes I really have to step back and almost hold my arms in, even at the anchor desk.
So we're going to share some great tips on the 21st about what do you do as far as gesturing is concerned. So I'll leave that thought.
Oh,
you know,
what's
too much and what's
yeah,
just right.
It's a delicate
We're going to talk about that.
It's good to have that inflection, but I bet if every day we turn on the news, Gina, and you're like, you know, people will be like, okay, goodness, I can't take that every morning at 4:30. So you have to know.
And people will let you know.
Feedback.
So I see what you're saying, and I have to watch that too, because I am very animated and I get so excited, and the more excited I get, the louder my voice gets, and I'm naturally loud anyway. And so those are things that I am just looking forward to learning how I can be more aware of that, and how I think I need a session with you guys before the conference. I'm going to be speaking to hundreds of people at that conference. So I think I'm going to need a session with each of you before that so that I can make sure my presentation is polished. That will be awesome. So if you have been listening to us, you have been listening to I've Decided Radio, of course, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And we really, it is our mission to make sure that we help you successfully achieve your goals. Whatever it is that you want to do, we are that platform for your transformation, the umbrella that has everything that you need in order to be successful, resources, education, people you can trust, and the skills you need in order to be successful. You just have to take that first step and register for the Motivational Conference. It's happening on January 21st. And we're going to have many different power sessions to help you in whatever it is that your goals are. But if you are in a field where you have to speak to anyone, where you have to lead a staff or a team, or maybe you have your own company and you really are in a position sometimes, even at like a business networking event where you have to give that 30-second infomercial and your heart starts racing and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't, you know, you get so nervous and you really need to do a good job. And that is public speaking, that 30 seconds, that infomercial that you give about your business. And I'm telling you, we can all of us can do better, and we can move ourselves to a new level if we start to learn how to be, like Gina said, confident communicators. I love that. I am so excited about this power session that you girls are teaching, along with Richard, of course. And you do not want to miss this opportunity to be in the same room with Gina Morris Fisher and Cindy Bird and Richard Heine. And they are going to just really give you the information that you need to just move to the next level of comfort when it comes to speaking, whether it be in a very small setting or a large setting. And so Get your tickets. Get registered. IveDecided.org. Make a commitment to come to this conference and take that first step. And Gina, Cindy, thank you so very much for being with me on the show today. And thank you for being willing to teach this session at the conference and be a part of our I've Decided organization.
So we're exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're excited. Excited to empower everybody, no matter what walk of life they are coming from, to really communicate at the highest level, to be their best selves. And what I love about this conference too, Kim, is that it's holding people accountable.
Yes.
Because it doesn't just end on the 21st of January. You've got two more opportunities after that to kind of pick yourself up again and clean yourself
absolutely.
Off and add to it.
Yes, absolutely. And we want you to get connected into this I've Decided community. And I really want you to join my mission and live a life decided. Start living with intention. Set your goals every day based on what it is you really want. And I will look forward to seeing you at that motivational conference on Saturday, January 21st. Thank you so much for spending the last half hour with us this morning, and I will be with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to IveDecided.org. What will you decide?